This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. After a week of rain and another week of rain in the forecast, we could see a number of issues in the young corn crop. Most of these problems stem from the same original issue of poor root growth during the prolonged periods of water saturation. The roots will eventually catch up, but in the meantime, there is risk. It's very likely we'll see some amount of nitrogen and sulfur deficiency for a short period. There could be plenty of those nutrients in the soil, but the drowned roots has trouble getting to them, and also trouble pulling those nutrients in. Adequate phosphorus and potassium become more important in cooler, wet soils as well, also due to the stunted roots less able to seek out those nutrients. These deficiency symptoms will hopefully be temporary, and the corn will green back up when it dries out, and the roots are able to again expand to the soil. One odd problem that really isn't an issue but can look like a serious problem is when corn is slowed down and then grows too rapidly, it can get twisted whorl syndrome. This is where the newly emerged leaves get caught up in the whorl and don't unfold properly. Basically, the plant gets ahead of itself and tries to push out too many leaves at once. As time goes on, the whorl will sort itself out, but the new leaves will be yellow for a few days. As for the fields around the flooded Neosho River and a number of other riverside fields, an issue that won't be seen until later during tasseling is Crazy Top. Crazy Top is caused by fungus that can swim, a type of zoospore that infects young plants. Flooded fields mean the spores can swim around more easily, and pooled water and dirt in the worlds gives the fungus an easy place to infect the corn. There will be some symptoms before tasseling, such as excessive tillering and twisted leaves, but Crazy Top tassels are the most obvious. The rivers have flooded again and again for multiple years in a row now, so there is more likely Crazy Top fungus built up in the soils. There is no way to stop the disease once it has infected the plants, and although it is usually not a field-wide disease, it does reduce yields in the affected plants, and there is no treatment for the infected corn either. Of course, in Kansas, another risk is that the rains could suddenly stop, and the roots will have a hard time supporting a quickly growing top. This is what happened last year when we had a wet spring and then a sudden dry summer. This also increases the chances of corn being blown over too. The roots that branch out from the corn nodes act as an anchor, the advantageous roots, and are susceptible to hot, dry weather. Because the corn was slowed down early, these roots are still developing, and the corn is mostly at risk when it's a couple of feet tall. Right now, the corn is mostly being held up by the true roots, but a hard wind when the corn isn't ready can knock them over. Soil erosion from the heavy early storms that wash the soil away from the base of the plant, or soil compaction, reducing the true root growth, will make flopped over corn more likely. For the most part though, starting off the growing season with a fully saturated soil profile is never a bad thing. If there are any questions about issues in young corn plants or soybean fields, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.